Now, usually on Tuesdays, we get book recommendations from beloved librarian Nancy Pearl. Nancy's on vacation, but fear not. When intrepid record producer Arwin Nix ran into authors Sherman Alexie and Jess Walter in our green room last week, she pounced with an audio recorder and asked what they were reading. She turned first to award-winning author Sherman Alexie.
Well, I'm reading all the time, and I get inspired to read by things that happen in real life rather than the other way around. I was at a friend's house, and his deck was covered with ants that he was calling sugar ants, which I've since learned are actually Argentine ants. And they were behaving in a weird way I'd never seen, not that I'm an ant expert, but they were forming these asterisks with their heads all in one direction in the center, like a star. And I was amazed by this, and I thought, whoa, are these poets? Are these artist ants? And then I got down closer, and what they're actually doing was tearing apart an even smaller ant. So they're at war. So I immediately needed to know what was happening. So I looked up sugar ants, found out they're Argentine ants, and then it led me to this book by Mark Moffat called Adventures Among Ants. And it talks about seven or eight different species of ants, including the Argentine ants, and you learn these amazing things. I had no idea. I mean, first of all, the only two species that wage mass war are humans and ants. And ants have these amazing weapons. I mean, they use chemical warfare. They suicide bomb. There's an ant that, when it's invaded, they have guards. And when their nest is invaded, these ants explode themselves. And this acid goes flying everywhere and kills the invaders and themselves. There's a species of a harvester ant that can't defeat their small nests. They can't defeat army ants. But what they'll do is they're in the air. They'll form ant chains, and they'll dip down as the army ant column is going by. They'll dip down, and an ant will reach into the column, a harvester ant, and pull out an army ant, and then they'll eat it. So they wage war from above to pick out individual ants to eat.
So other than the hierarchy, the war, the violence of ants that you're describing and their artistic war, is there anything on how to get rid of these ants in this book? Or is it just kind of an anthropological study of their societies?
The thing is, you can't get rid of ants. We cannot defeat ants. All we can do is hold them off briefly. Ants are everywhere. There are ants in Antarctica. They've had ants in space stations. You cannot defeat the ant. You know that biosphere they had that was supposed to be completely separate from the atmosphere? Ants got in there. The lesson of this book is you better learn how to live with them, because we're not going to get rid of them.
Are you having any ant nightmares while you're reading this?
I'm having amazing, beautiful, terrifying ant nightmares. And I've been looking down a lot. So, you know, most people run into people because they're texting. I've been running into people because I'm looking for ants.
Very soft.
Okay, the other special guest in our My Warrior Gorilla Green Room segment that we're doing right now. Introduce yourself.
I'm Jess Walter. I'm another author, but I'm from Spokane, the other side of the state.
Well, thank you for representing the other side of the Cascade Curtain in our informal book session that we're having. What are you reading right now?
I just finished a novel I loved, The Department of Speculation by Jenny Offel, which is, I think, kind of a groundbreaking novel. Text just keeps getting smaller and smaller, and this novel could have almost been written in tweets. It's these small sections, but there's so much there, and it makes you realize as a writer, it just keeps reminding me the power of what isn't on the page, that there's a kind of negative space in fiction where if you say something, it's powerful. If you don't say it, in some ways, it's more powerful.
So as a writer, you realize that the use of her negative space, which she chooses to leave out or allows herself to leave out. But as a reader, does it just read like the Twitterification of what should be a longer novel?
No. In fact, I think this novel is nothing to social media. I think it's really more about the kinds of things we don't want to admit to ourselves, the sorts of anecdotes that make up a life. And there's, I think, in less talented hands, who knows what this would be. But it's, it's just really a writer I think, working at kind of the peak of her abilities. And I think it's really a marvelous novel, probably the book this year that I find myself thinking about the most after finishing it.
Okay, I'm going to stop taking your guys' time. I could sit and talk to you about books all day. But thank you for letting me Green Room Guerrilla segment you guys on books.
Arwin Nix was talking to Spokane-based writer Jess Walter, who recommended Department of Speculation, a novel by Jennifer Ophel. And Sherman Alexie, getting extremely into the world of ants, recommended the nonfiction book Adventures Among Ants. That's by Mark Moffat. You'll hear book recommendations served up every Tuesday in the noon hour on The Record on KUOW.